Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, this is, you think about what I'm about to say, and you'll find it hard to believe. A Republican congressman from Maryland named Andy Harris tried to smuggle a gun onto the House floor. Right onto the House floor. Packing. He went through the metal detector. It went off. They were going to wand him. And he showed his gun to somebody else. And then he vamoosed. It's illegal to bring a gun onto the House floor of Congress. Now, here's the thing that really blew me away. Believe it or not, congressmen, but not you or me, can carry a gun in the halls and on the Capitol grounds, including the Capitol building, but just not on the floor. That's unbelievable. You can walk in. Now, don't try it, because there are metal detectors right at the door for the average person, and you can't bring a weapon into the Capitol. But congressmen, just show them a badge, and they walk in. And Pelosi finally was told that they were carrying right on the floor. This Lauren Boebert of Aspen, Colorado, a Glock, this guy, Andy Harris, in the chamber itself where they sit and vote and sometimes argue. And there was a case where this Connor Lamb of Pittsburgh got up and really went after the Republicans on lying about certification that somehow Biden had committed fraud, and he used the word lie. And there's an informal rule. You can't accuse another congressman of lying, even though he is a liar. Somebody like a Cruz or a gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan. So you got to go. The gentleman from Ohio or from Texas said this, and he knows that he's stretching the truth. You know, that's the kind of thing you're going to say. Connor Lamb is a combat veteran, and Connor Lamb said they were lying. Well, a bunch of them got up to come towards him to physically accost him, and Swalwell of California, a couple of other young guys got up with him, and there would have been the Sharks and the Jets. You know, Anita's going to get her kicks tonight. That's what was going to happen. And Pelosi gaveled them down. She gaveled them down. Now, if one of them was packing, gets hit in the face, what, he draws a gun? This is the Congress. The last time that happened was back just before the Civil War, when a congressman from South Carolina was a slave proponent, almost beat to death a Democratic. I shouldn't say no. He was a Republican, but he was an abolitionist. Today he'd be a Democratic. Sumner, Charles Sumner, senator from Massachusetts, in his desk, he hits him with a lead top cane and almost killed him. We don't want that again. That's why you don't have guns on the floor. If a bunch of these guys, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, Gomer, and all these characters come over, and Connor Lamb's, and they're going to hit Connor Lamb and Swalwell, you know, okay. If we use fists, guys. And the other thing that really kills me, they shouldn't be doing any of this stuff. Any of this stuff. The two greatest videos I've ever seen are of the Taiwanese parliament and the Ukrainian parliament. And of course, you don't understand the language, but if you look at it, it's great. And these Taiwanese guys are all there. They look absolutely beatific. They look like businessmen. Suddenly one of them starts to yell and they go, boom, 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 boom. And they all go at each other because there's something having to do with mainland China, of course. And the Ukraine, they're bigger, saying incomprehensible things. Suddenly somebody goes, boom, boom, boom. Somebody jumps up, drags the speaker out of his chair by the neck, carries him down. You know, this is funny, and it isn't funny in Taiwan and the Ukraine. It ain't happening in our government, okay? So Andy Harris tries to get it in, Lauren Boebert. But here's the problem. Pelosi put metal detectors for the doors entering into the chamber itself that congressmen have to go through. They don't have to go through the one that you and I have to go through at the main door. So they can walk around. Why the heck do they need a gun walking around the Capitol just before they get in? They have terrific security, except when Trump was president and he lathers up the mob to go up there and the Capitol cops couldn't do anything about it. But this is a terrible thing. This Andy Harris, what she's doing, what Pelosi has done is to try to stop them because they just push by the guards. What are the guards going to do? Arrest a congressman? She's fining them. Fining them, I think it was $5,000, and then it escalates. Take it out of their check. They will bring resolutions. She'll throw them down. It'll go to court. They're doing it to show off for their constituents. That's all they're doing. This is an irresponsible party. This party, the Republican Party, has become an enemy of the United States. I mean, it's sad to say it. Not all of them. Not Liz Cheney of Wyoming, who voted to impeach Trump. She's great. Not Mitt Romney, but I'll tell you what, some of these other people, if you can't agree not to bring guns onto the floor of the Congress itself when it's been prohibited forever, there's something wrong. There's just something dead wrong. And this Andy Harris, I never even heard of the guy. Talk about a backbencher. This guy's a nonentity. He'll fade into history. And this guy thinks he's a big man? What's he trying to prove? Come on. Okay, there is now an ethics probe being launched by some of the Democrats. They've espoused it into Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley. Ted Cruz of Texas, Josh Hawley of Missouri. Both of them for being the most vociferous liars about fraud in the election, trying to overturn it, trying to say that Pence himself could just say, I hereby appoint Trump and me for 4 more years. That went so far, that really helped gin up the crowd to murder the police officer. And this ethics probe is exactly the right thing to do. Put it out and then censure them for these ethics violations. Hawley even gave a thumbs up to the crowd as he was walking by him. And a lot of the crowd, when they went through the desk, came to Cruz's desk, and you can hear them on the audio taping saying, they taped themselves saying, this is Ted Cruz's desk. He approves of what we're doing. So, okay, you approve of that? Cop gets beaten to death, woman gets shot and killed. At least four other cops get hit with lead pipes over the head. Try getting hit with a lead pipe over the head. You get a subdural hematoma, you can get permanent brain damage, blood clots, and throw a clot. A couple more die, they claim as natural causes. Stroke, heart attack. How many guys have you ever known that died of a stroke or heart attack at a Bucks game or Packers game? Bigger crowd. No, that isn't what it did. Somebody got shoved, they shoved somebody else, and this is what happens to them. One other thing that is amazing, we got a New Year's Eve email from friends of ours in Dublin, Ireland. And here's what they said. We were watching the news, the inauguration, and Dublin TV, Irish TV, had a guy in a suit that said he's an American saying, I represent Republicans overseas. And throughout the inaugural, he kept saying, they thought, oh, great, we'll have an American narrate some of this for us. Kept saying that Biden and Harris were frauds and criminals. And the Irish were appalled. And I'm wondering, do the Republicans do that in Paris and London, in Berlin and Madrid and Rome? I mean, is this the kind of stuff, the poison that they're spreading in Europe? Because any of these stations would love to have an American who looks like he knows what he's doing, you know, interview the guy during the inaugural, what do you think? And no, they're not saying this is a great day for America or peaceful transition of power. You know what they're saying? They're saying that Trump, that Biden and Harris are frauds and criminals. That is disgusting. That's got to be investigated. If there were any government funds out of the Trump embassies on that, somebody's head has got to roll. There's got to be a criminal prosecution. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Been a great show, Matt Flynn Direct. Have a great weekend. There'll be a lot more Matt Flynn Direct, same time, same place Monday. We have some great programming, as always. Syndicated. Then Diamond Kroot, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, Robinson, the whole schmear. Tomorrow, some great Saturday programming. Pizza Box Mike calls into the show. You get plenty of crust with Pizza Box Mike. So have a good weekend. Matt Flynn Direct signing off. Back same time, same place on Monday. Complex, cock it and pull it.